Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 7:47, and it's time for our Green Side Up program. We have Clayton Lester from Cherokee County Extension in studio with us today. Good morning, Clayton. How's it going?
Good. Good morning to you.
Hey, good to have you in here, and I know that we definitely have some hot weather upon us here. It's really starting to feel like summer.
It really is, especially here lately. It seems like we kind of catch some cool spells, but yeah, it seems like we're really getting to the thick of summer. So I thought, what better way to talk about heat stress for today on cattle?
So. That's right. So where do you want to start with that?
Yeah, so we'll start off kind of about what is heat stress. So cows generate heat by digesting feed and producing milk. So they also absorb solar heat when they're out in the sun. So heat stress occurs when cows generate and absorb more heat than they can easily get rid of by respiration, sweating, and air blowing by them like winds or fans. So heat stress leads to an increased respiration rate, body temperature, sweating, and time standing. So a little bit about what heat stress is. But there's also signs of heat stress. So when I was doing some of this research, so I was researching everything out, because everything we do is research-based information and everything we get from K-State. So everything I found here, so different stages. So stage 1 through 6. So stage 1 is like elevated breathing rate, restlessness, spending increased time standing. Then they kind of elevate more and more. So stage 2 is elevated breathing rate, slightly drooling. Most animals are standing and restless. Then like stage 3. Elevated breathing rates, excessive drooling, or foaming. So most animals are standing and restless. Animals may group together. So in stage 4, elevated breathing rate, open mouth breathing. So breathing through their mouth. So possible drooling as well. So most animals are standing and may also group together. And then it just keeps building on itself. So like elevated breathing rates with pushing from the flanks, open mouth breathing with their tongue protruding out. I'm trying to gas and get as much air as they can, and drooling as well, and also that restlessness of standing. Then stage 6 is pretty well about the same as stage 5, but so individual animals might be isolated from the herd as well.
Sure. So it sounds like most of the time they're actually going to be standing when they're experiencing heat stress.
Exactly. Trying to get as much air as they can to go past them as possible.
Sure.
Try to get a lot of fresh air as they can.
But so a lot of times in this, sometimes the hotter weather, we'll see them kind of all laying down or trying to find some shade.
Exactly.
You know, like yesterday, everyone was kind of clumped up into the tree rows and
right.
Stuff, just like squished all in there.
Right.
So it seemed like they were just mostly seeking the shade yesterday.
Exactly.
And then I don't know what, so some of these calves are just like getting in a big pile. I don't know. You see that too, where they're just like all piled on top of each other basically.
Right.
So
then a lot of that also has weather that also mm-hmm. plays if we have any weather moving through anything. Like yesterday morning, I was at Greenbush Camp overnight in Girard with the 4-H kids, and I was leaving there and that front rolled in. And I mean, it was moving through pretty quick. And I was driving to Pittsburgh from there, and you could just see all the cattle grouped together. I was like,
yeah,
it's going to do something.
Yeah.
And I looked at the radar, and it looked like it was going to just rain a little bit, but it kind of thundered and stuff like that. I was like, they're expecting something to happen. So it's pretty cool how they can take that weather, and they know exactly what's coming. So it's pretty neat.
That is
grouped
right.
together.
Yeah.
Stay together.
So when we talk about prevention of heat stress, what are some of those things that we're looking to look at?
Yeah, so we'll kind of talk about water, shade, ventilation. So if they're underneath any cover and underneath like a barn or anything like that, then feeding practices and sprinklers. So we'll kind of start off with water. So water intake is pretty critical. So ambient temperatures in the mid-90s can increase the cattle's water requirements by 2.5 times compared to a 70-degree Fahrenheit temperature. So water trough capacity and refill rate become very important in situations like this. So most experts agree that cattle need 3 linear I'm going to get it sometime. Yeah, inches of water tank space per head during hot weather. So if any necessary, introduce additional water tanks ahead of a heat wave. This way it really kind of keeps them and gets them accustomed to more water than what they're used to. So it ensures that the refill rates are sufficient to prevent cattle intake from exceeding that refill capacity. That way they don't go and just hit the tank all at once, so they already have that idea. Hey, they already got more water, and they can go ahead and get more of that water in their system as well. So
when you say linear inches, is that talking about like the tank size or how much is in it?
By the way, I take linear inches as, yeah, the tank size of how far it goes up on the wall.
Gotcha.
Then we also talk about shade. So ensure all livestock can access shade in an area with good wind flow. So maybe like a pole barn or something like that. Providing shade in a shelter ensures that the shelter allows wind access for the livestock to cool. So make sure the shelter has adequate space to accommodate all the animals in the pen. So if need, divide the animals in small groups in the shelter to make sure bedding is clean. Or if it's on ground or anything like that, any dirt. That way it can stay pretty dry. Especially with them being in a confined space, any feces or anything like that. That way they don't have a large buildup. But also anything that can allow wind to pass through, kind of like a pole barn, but also has a good amount of space for them to be. Any fans or anything like that to let air pass on through. Then also keeping them in those smaller sizes. That way it reduces all that body heat as well inside those pens.
Sure, that's a great reminder. We're speaking with Clayton Lester, Cherokee County Extension, talking about some heat stress in cattle. What are some of the other ways that we can help prevent this heat stress?
Yeah, so ventilation, some feeding practices, and sprinklers. So like ventilation, so increasing airflow, especially in a barn that might be a little bit more enclosed, allowing those fans to move through, increasing that airflow to push on through. So in situations, opening the lower level of a barn, if you could, any way to open it up any more. But also another great thing is too, maybe like a tarp if you have a lot of open space inside underneath a barn. Providing a tarp, especially like, you know, we catch a lot of our heat during the day in the west, definitely in the evening around 4 to 5 o'clock is our hottest part of the day. So if you could put up like a tarp or anything like that to help, not only wind still can pass through, but it'll help shade a lot of that sun off as well.
Sure.
So increasing that ventilation, kind of like what I was talking about just a minute ago with that shade as well. Feeding practices, so the producer's primary feeding goal should be to maintain intake and limit the negative effect of heat stress on cattle production. So during hot and humid weather, advisable information to increase the number of times per day than feeding the livestock more than multiple times per day. Increasing the number enables them to avoid heating and spoilage of the feed in the bunk, so wherever you're feeding them at. So flies around the feed also are reduced, thereby reducing the insect population, so keeping the flies down. Additional feeding also allow the producers to observe cattle more often to see how they are being affected by the heat and humidity, so also getting your eyes on them more as well, the more you go out there and check on them and feed them. So
do cattle tend to eat more or less when it's hot?
They tend to eat less, usually whenever it's hot. A lot of animals tend to. So
makes sense. And what about sprinklers? Is that something that people do?
Yeah, sprinklers. So another way to reduce heat. So sprinklers are over a clean and preferably concreted area. So kind of one way to put them up. So put them on a timer to observe your cattle. So if water is dripping from the udder, then reduce the time of the sprinkler you are on. That means you're putting too much water on them at a certain point in time. So if you see anything dripping from their udder, just dial the water back a little bit. Or if it's on a timer, just kick the timer off where it doesn't run near as long.
Sure.
But also you want to keep your waters away if you're feeding.
Yeah.
You don't get any spoilage there with the heat as well. So
yeah, that's a great idea. Well, coming up here in our next segment, I know we're going to talk a little bit about some ways you can help monitor for that heat stress and kind of make a plan here for some of those warm days. So we'll talk about that as we continue here with Clayton Lester from Cherokee County Extension. Clayton, if folks do have to run, but they have a question for you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, our office number is 620-429-3849. We're located in Columbus, Kansas.
All right. Well, we've got more coming up here as we continue on the Mighty 690. We'll have a check of our local headlines, Fox News, all on the way, and then back to our Green Setup program here on the Mighty 690, brought to you by Green Acres right here in Coffeyville. Back here at 810 here on the Mighty 690, we continue our Green Setup program brought to you by Green Acres. We have Cherokee County Extension agent Clayton Lester joining us once again. Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning.
All right, so we were talking a little bit about animal comfort and taking care of our cattle during this warm weather. And I know you have some tools that you want to pass along to us to help us with that.
Yeah, so one thing we have through K-State, through the Kansas Mesonet, it has an animal comfort tool. So it tracks the current heat stress value with real-time data and looks ahead at the seven-day forecast, helping farmers stay one step ahead of this issue. So the product utilizes the National Weather Service hourly forecast, so averaged over the hour, meaning extremes could be slightly more. So for the next 7 days, this data consisting of solar wind, temperature, humidity is used for a comprehensive comfort index equation. So this equation was developed by the University of Nebraska, so the ability to withstand both hot and cold extremes provide a year-round product that increases producer awareness in advance of the critical weather. So data is displayed on a graph and summarized table, allowing for quick, easy analysis. So, and you can also use this on a mobile phone. So if you have a smartphone, or if you can use it on a desktop. I got it pulled up right here, and it, basically how it works is you do type in the Kansas Mesonet, it pulls it up. There's the three-bar tab at the top left-hand corner, and once you get there, you can go click on livestock, and boom, it takes you to the animal comfort as a category you can select on. Then you, once you pull it up onto this big graph of the state of Kansas, there's little numbers all across the state, and each where those numbers are at represents a tower. So like Cherokee County right now, it, and this refreshes every 15 minutes. I can't remember if I just said that or if it's going to, I'm going to talk about that here in a minute, but I remember it refreshes every 15 minutes. But right now our stress level is mild because our temperature, our comfort index is at 78 degrees Fahrenheit and our temperature at 78 degrees Fahrenheit. Then also our wind speed's at 9 miles an hour. So it's just a very cool tool.
And so it's got the forecast here for, I know the most of the states getting today is going to be into that heat caution, but we do have heat danger for like kind of southwest part of the state today.
Yep, we sure do.
So, and then, yeah, like you said, with the 7 day forecast, you can kind of look ahead, and we still got a couple more days, but it looks like once we get into Sunday, everything should be good until kind of middle of next week.
Yep.
So that's a really handy tool there.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's a very handy tool to have. Especially thinking about working some livestock or anything like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of time, usually early in the morning is always best to do that because it's always cool in the morning. But if you're thinking about maybe putting it off another day or something like that, it's a really great tool to look at there. So it's very nice. But it's also important to note that the forecast is only a guidance product. So forecasts are subject to change. Conditions could slightly vary, numerous external factors. So actual animal response to temperature stress will depend on several factors not accounted from any of this index, but those, but not limited to like age of the livestock, hair coat, like a winter versus summer, or if it's wet or dry, health, body condition, environment, and acclimatization. So if you moved them or something like that, getting adapted that to that new area. So any additional recent moisture can result in mud, increasing livestock stress levels as well. So those are also great things to think about, especially with us getting a lot of rain here lately. So also additional factors to think about as well. So, and another important note, so the National Weather Service forecasts hourly average values rather than extremes. So, in additional fluctuations in cloud cover, which affects solar radiation and wind speed, have a large effect on those comfort levels as well. So, producers should recognize the local conditions and significantly warmer or cooler than predicted comfort index. So, they're always be able to change more or less. It's kind of what's stating. So, but yeah, I just think it's a really great tool to have, especially with it having the forecast and everything coming up over the next 7 days. It's a very great tool to utilize. So, and I don't know if a lot of people know about the tool, but I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So definitely something to talk about. Hey, we have this from K-State, another great tool to have.
And obviously, you know, not a tool from K-State, but there's a similar one for the Oklahoma listeners. There's the Oklahoma Mesonet has a very similar product.
Exactly.
So, again, if you just go to mesonet.k-state.edu, you can navigate over to find the animal comfort forecast, and there's a variety of different stations to click on, and you can check out the information. So, we've got, and again, most of these are going to be purposefully located in fairly rural areas. They're not in towns. So
exactly.
They've done that on purpose. So, exactly. We've got, like, Cherokee and then Parsons area, and then there's also the Sedan area, and over to Howard, too. So yep. Kind of 14 miles northwest of Howard. So there's several different stations in southeast Kansas you can choose from.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, that's a very good, Clayton. And I know that you do have an upcoming program you'd like to talk a little bit about.
Yeah, so I got one coming up here at the end of the month. It is a pasture walk program. So we kind of partnered up with our local NRCS office here in Cherokee County and reached out to them and one of the see if they want to form a project. So basically when I'm talking about a pasture walk, so basically you guys can come out and learn about different grasses and weeds growing in our pastures, so along with many different legumes and forbs that play an important role in different like pasture health, but also livestock nutrition. Then we have our local fire department to come out and talk about prescribed burning and different laws and regulations that we have there in Cherokee County. So I think it's definitely a great learning experience and it'll be a nice little program. So it's June 29th at 10 a.m. and it's not located at our office. It's located at the Columbus Research Farm Fields. I got the flyer pulled up right here. So the address for the Research Farm Fields are 2382 Northwest 20th in Columbus, Kansas. So, but yeah, that's what I got coming up.
Any registration on that?
Yeah, RSVP by June 26th. So basically just call ahead and get your name and contact information. If we happen to cancel it for some odd reason, we could get a hold of you and let you know. So,
all right. Well, fantastic. Clayton, anything else here as we wrap up?
I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on by here today. And, of course, if folks do have questions for you on any livestock-related topic, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 620-429-3849.
All right, that is Clayton Lester here with Cherokee County Extension on our Green Setup program. And coming up next, we have this week's edition of Kansas Profile. And we'll also be getting into Fox News, Farm to Fork. And then we will have, of course, open lines starting at 8:40 for your chance to buy, sell, trade, and give away those items. And then we'll have an update from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. That'll be at 9:10. And then we'll be back to open line after that through 11 o'clock here on KGGF.